knowledge artists? Or what do science popularizers do? Real education is self-directed and connected at the smallest levels. Fake education only gives appearance of direction or choice and actually interrupts real education under the threat of punishment and long-term consequences. The choice to pick the next class you take is quite worthless, because it is all about the details and how separate bits of knowledge form bonds to create a cohesive, integrated whole. Ineffective schools will force you to memorize bits of knowledge, which is similar to memorizing the landmarks of some distant city, which also looks indistinguishable from actually knowing the city, where state tests and funding is concerned. Real education will take you on countless adventures in varied contexts that will help you know the city by heart. At first, real education cannot be about reading white papers or listening to books in a particular field of study that calls to you. Merely setting a direction to where your curiosity points is not enough to learn or understand. You will need a powerful and coherent introduction. Beginning real education requires a specific form of information, information that comes with masterfully crafted, easy access on-ramps. This type of information is most beautifully captured by science popularizers, master storytellers who present beautiful, unforgettable, and coherent narrative. One fact that fake education obscures is that everything is cross-connected. Thus, any question with an inspired, authentic answer to match is sure to enchant the student across multiple fields of study. A good science popularizer takes the reader on an intricately connected journey. Because of their master storyteller status, science popularizers are exempt from the necessity for self-directed studies. Their art presents a journey that is more interesting than the one the young students had initially in mind. Where your path is one and deeply personal and sacred, for example, a question about the cosmos, the information they present is masterfully crafted with years of research and does the sweetest and most captivating cross-connected bits of knowledge spanning multiple fields. And their chapters won't just provide answers, but pull the student into a never-ending story. How, for example, distant aliens will need to have fingers to hold that soldering iron that will help them assemble the radio equipment necessary for us to detect the radio signals of now likely gone species. The storytellers are irresistible. Students with the least amount of interest will be moved as well. For example, they may grab onto their pendant once they learn Earth cannot produce gold. Only giant dying suns can. The gold in their pendant is what remains of the heart of a long-gone star. There's one more component to self-education, and it comes naturally after the popularizers help us to solid ground. It may seem overwhelming to hear of it now, but our minds change once we understand the universe. We will have many more pressing questions than we can imagine right now. and we will be desperate for a way to make reliable new tools to help us in our journey, which can only grow more complex as we go. We will discover that learning programming not only can set us free from poverty, but that the language is more precise and far less ambiguous than the desperate pencil chicken scratch that mathematical notation is based on. The ability to write computer programs will give us an intricate microscope that can reconfigure for any task at any level. Armed with the ability to visualize and simulate, we will not be limited to observe sleepy lights slowly move across the universe, but also we will be able to bring new light to corners of complexity that are yet to be discovered.